This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Joining us now on the Benin Skin Show is one of our favorite human beings on the earth, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, the great Donnie Nelson. And Donnie, man, we're super stoked about tonight. Such a magical night set to happen at the AAC. Very much possibly Dirk's final game at the AAC, his final home game. What type of emotions are you dealing with right now?
Holy crap. It's a 21-year flashback. And your mind goes to the crazy kickoff press conference where, you know, Dirk and Nashy are sitting and Nelly in between, and it's whatever, Blonde Ambition or whatever. And then you go to the lows of the first couple of years when, you know, Dirk's trying to figure out what an NBA player, you know, looks, walks, acts, talks like. As, you know, Michael Finley, Steve Nash, and Nelly are trying to, you know, forge him into the talent that the fans of Dallas thought we drafted. And then you go to the ultimate valley in, you know, our first round with Miami and, you know, all of the, just the gut punch that whole thing was. And then the next memory is going back to the scene of the crime and righting a wrong, and then, you know, Dirk holding a trophy up and singing a really bad rendition of We Are the Champions, and now we sit here looking backwards on a 21-year amazing magic carpet ride that none of us could have ever imagined.
You know, Donnie, everyone, when they talk about Dirk, they're like, man, he's the same guy he's always been. And that's what's so amazing about him. But everybody changes or grows in some way with life experience and getting older. So if you could kind of boil it down to one thing from when you first met Dirk and got him into the organization to the Dirk that you know today, what would be the thing, that the area he's grown the most or changed the most in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's just age, you know. The priorities are different when you're, you know, a teenager to, you know, when you have a family. And but, you know, the one consistent thing, and he's had this ever since he was born, is just the love of, you know, philanthropy and kids. And he's just got such an amazing big heart. I mean, literally, last game, I walk in my office that you guys know is sitting above the practice court, you know, like 11 o'clock, and lo and behold, you know, Dirk is literally on the practice court. This is after he's played a game and everyone's left, and he is on the court with a Make-A-Wish kid that's got terminal cancer. Those are the things that count in life.
You know, there's obviously you guys found him and you had the confidence to take him and then get him to come over here and start developing him. Can you take us to the exact moment where you were like, holy mother, this guy is going to be transcendent. He is a super mega super rock star. What was the moment in which you were like, oh my God?
Well, I tell you what, ironically, you know, the American Idol coming out party for Dirk was in San Antonio, back 21 years ago, where you know, we saw the first vision of what we were later on to enjoy in Dallas for a 21-year run. And ironically, as, you know, fate would have it, if this in fact is the end, the last period is going to be about 50 yards from where it all started.
Oh, wow.
The Spurs, obviously, they play in the gym that's right next to that 5,000-seat arena. That is probably it might not even be there anymore. It's just really serendipitous. And Holger and I are you know, going to go down and have a coffee at the shop that we did many, many years ago, and where it kind of all started. So it's funny, the ending, if it is the ending, takes place in almost the exact same spot of where the entire Dirk operation was birthed.
Wow, that cup of coffee, that's going to be incredible, Donnie. And that's part of the story, too, is the relationship you have with Holger and Holger's involvement in the organization to be a part of Dirk. What can you tell people listening about Holger? Because I think they look at him as some sort of vampire or something. No one really knows the man. What can you tell us about Holger?
Well, you know, he's kind of like the wind. He'll show up and disappear. He is literally the person that grabbed, you know, Dirk in Germany when he was in his teens and you know, create a basketball player out of him. He was the guy that stood by him every step of the way, picked him up when he was going through Death Valley after we lost the finals and Dirk thought the world came to an end, went through some, you know, pretty major internal demons. Yeah, Holger wants nothing but, you know, Dirk to be successful on the court and for the Mavericks to win. And so he's been probably our biggest non-paid advocate and support and unofficial coach and mentor maybe that the Mavericks have ever had in their history. And so we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Holger Geschwinder.
Yes, sir. Donnie Nelson on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, the architect. And, you know, one of the most unique things about Dirk, especially in this modern era, is a guy who's been willing to selflessly take pay cuts. And I imagine that makes the life of a GM much easier. And so I'm just curious, how do things like that even come about? Because obviously you guys love Dirk so much, you're not going to go to him and say, hey, you need to do this. But he wants to do it. How does that type of thing happen?
Well, ironically, Dirk has chosen Dallas, you know, multiple times. I mean, if you remember back to when we drafted him, Holger and Dirk felt, for good reason, that he needed a couple more years to mature. And so after we ended up drafting him, he could have very easily gone to Europe for a couple of years and matured and then chose, kind of like Sabonis did, chose the time when it was appropriate for him to come over and experience the NBA for the first time. So he jumped right into the mix. We had to not only draft him but recruit him. He chose Dallas then versus, you know, any college or European team that he could have gone to. And then, as you guys know, it's well charted that, you know, Dirk not only chose Dallas when he was getting recruited by guys that could basically assure that he was going to play for a championship, he stuck with us and took less money so the team could be better. I mean, he's always from day one been about what's in the best interest of winning. And he backed it up with his checkbook. I mean, there's not enough accolades to go around of what he's brought the city of Dallas.
Talking to Donnie Nelson here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, Donnie, we're going to let you go here pretty soon. But before we do so, can you kind of tell us where you're going to be watching the game from tonight, what you're going to be thinking about, and what this experience is going to be like for you, and what could be his last game at the AAC?
Well, I'll be like everybody else. I'll be, you know, in the arena and, you know, got plenty of handkerchiefs. It's going to be one of those crazy celebratory, really sad kind of moments, if in fact this is it. Lot of emotions, you know, it's you know, we in Dallas, if Dirk does choose to hang him up, it's not like he's going to be leaving our city or leaving the organization. But it, you know, if this in fact is the last swan song, it's going to be hopefully with a victory and certainly with a lot of tears of joy.
Well, Donnie, we feel the same, baby. And thank you so much for the time today. And, of course, thank you so much for everything you've done for the Ben and Skin Show. And we'll see you down at the arena tonight, my man.
We're excited, guys. Appreciate it. See you down there.
Boom. There he goes, the GM of the Dallas Mavericks, the great Donnie Nelson.